In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everyone and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Brandon. And I'm so glad to be with you on this. I think we're on the third episode of season two. So glad that you guys have chosen to join us from wherever you are, whatever you're doing, taking time from your busy life to be here with us, I think is a really cool thing. We're continuing through our book of Ephesians. And for those of you that are kind of just catching us or haven't listened to a couple episodes, we're doing things a little bit different this season in that we're following something that's called a lectionary. And basically, that's just a Bible reading plan. And if you go to cpc.org/spiritualformation, you can actually read along with us and you can see where we're going with Common Prayer. And in those reading plans, every single day, there's Psalms, there's something from the Old Testament, there's something from the New Testament. And we choose something based on that day for every day of Common Prayer. So if you want to follow along with us, I think that's just a really cool way that we can all be together. You know, we're always looking for ways to come together in this season when we're so separated, so individual. And I think we need that unity more than ever. So thanks again for coming along this journey with us. We're going to begin with a time of silence. And I just can't overemphasize enough that in the craziness of our world, in the craziness of our lives, our schedules, you would think that our schedules would slow down, but so far I haven't really talked to anybody who says their schedule has slowed down or that they feel less busy. But in fact, even though we're working from home or whatever we're doing from home, we're more busy. We're just more chaotic and everything. So I want to start off with just a moment of silence. And allow us to just be quiet before the God that created us, before the God that wants to be close to us. And so don't try to have any agenda. Don't try to bring anything to Him. Just open your mind and your heart to the Holy Spirit as we spend just a minute here, and I'll come back. This is Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. And like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When you, in this passage, you see sort of the process that we came through of being made alive. It starts off by saying that once you were dead, gratifying the cravings of the flesh. And the flesh here just roughly means the sinful state of humans. And this is interesting, a note that I had here in the Bible that I'm reading, it says it's often presented as a power in opposition to the Spirit. You know, when we were dead in our transgressions, when we sin, we're in opposition to the Holy Spirit. I don't often think of sin that way. I think of sin sometimes as a mistake, as maybe going down the wrong path. But I love the way this little footnote puts it, that we're in opposition to the Spirit. I think that's a huge, huge thing to realize that he's saying when we sin, to get that into our heads. I don't think many of us want to oppose the Spirit, and yet we fall into sin. But then he next says, and I love this, he says it's because of his great love. Because of his great love, a merciful God made us alive. You didn't make yourself alive. You didn't save yourself from sin. God made you alive. In verse 8, you didn't do it. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is what he says. This is not from yourselves. You didn't come by it. I was talking to someone who was interviewing for a job, and they were asking about his integrity, and he was telling me how he just strives so much to keep flying straight, to make sure that one of the most important things in his life is that he's living a good life. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's actually pretty admirable, you know, to have that kind of character and commitment. But listen, it's very clear. Without the power of Christ, we're still dead in our sins. We're still a victim to our sins. As good as we try to be, we're always, always, always going to fall short. But God saw that. And in his love, he decided to pursue us. And he decided to make us alive, which I think is such a cool thing. And then it says we're saved by grace. His grace saved us. And he wants to show us, here's what he says, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. He wants to show us how great his grace is. And I think sometimes it's really, really easy to miss it. We make grace a lot of things that it's probably not. I don't know, have you ever been in that spot where grace offends you? Maybe even not from God. Maybe someone in the world is shown grace when you think they don't deserve to be shown grace, and that's kind of an offensive thing. I think we can go there sometimes with God. We get jealous, or we get covetous, or we just feel like people don't deserve it. Maybe sometimes we feel like we don't deserve it. But God extends it to everybody. And we don't deserve it. That's kind of the whole point. I just think that's such an amazing thing. And lastly, he said this, and I love this. We are God's handiwork. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And I think in this season, that is really, really important to understand. Look, I've talked to so many people in these last 6 months that are so down on themselves. They feel like they're so stuck in a rut, and they don't know what to do or where to go. And I think it's just, you know, this is the word for you, that that there's a reason that you're here, that in fact God constructed you. You're a piece of his handiwork, and that means something. It means that he has something for you, and he's prepared something for you in advance. Even in this six-month lull, even in this year lull, however long it's going to be, there's something for you that he has for you, and he wants to show you his grace. So with that in mind, I just want to spend a few moments and just again, kind of connecting with God and allowing God to speak over us. And I want to start there with this idea of God's grace and that he made us alive and that you didn't do it. So I want to start with this idea that our performance-based faith, that there's something that we can do. If you're one of those people, and I think we all fall in this category sometimes, that maybe feels like you need to perform, like you need to be a certain way in order for God to express his love for you, in order for God to give you his grace, I want you to spend some time just bringing that to God and maybe even confessing it to God. Telling him that, like, God, sometimes I make this about me and I feel like I can live a good life and that I'm the one who's making myself alive. Maybe confess that to him and ask him to speak into that. So just take a few moments here and do that. And as you're thinking through this idea that you can't accomplish this in and of yourself, this idea that you're saved by grace and God wants to show you how great his grace really is, I'm going to ask for you to just spend some time and ask him to show you how great it is. Ask him to give you a glimpse today, some kind of glimpse into how great he really is, and that maybe he would open your eyes and blow you away with who he is. Just spend a few minutes talking to God about that. And lastly, I want to just reflect a little bit on this idea that you're God's handiwork. And I'm a songwriter and I create things all the time. And I have a special love in my heart for these songs, whether people like them or not, whether they perform well or not. I have this kind of catalog of songs and they mark this season in my life. They mark this period and it just kind of wraps up a whole experience of life in this one little song of melody and rhythm and lyric. And I think about what I think about these little songs that I create. And like I said, sometimes people don't like them, but you know, I've heard songwriters say that your songs are like your kids. And I think that's really true. And I want you to think of yourself as a son or as a daughter of God, because you really are, and that's how he thinks of you. And it's hard for us to go there. It's hard for us to think that way, but it's so, so true that you're his handiwork. And not only is he proud of you, but it says that he's predestined to have you be a part of something bigger. And so I want you to ask God just to speak to you what he has for you. What he has for you today, what he has for you in these coming weeks. Maybe you're feeling hopeless. Maybe you're feeling lost, aimless. And I think God wants to speak into that. So take just a few more seconds and allow God to speak that into your life as we close here. So I'm going to close us today with a prayer. Oh Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow after us, that we may continually be given to good works. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.